What's up, everyone? I'm Noah Daniels, and we're here for another episode of the Real Hauntings podcast.
Hey, y'all, and I'm JJ.
And on this episode, we had a fan reach out to us. Zell reached out to us on Instagram saying that there were some spooky stories ready to share for us. Zell, how are you doing?
Doing fine. Got the vaccine shot today, and I'm feeling good, so hopefully it stays that way.
Moderna or Pfizer?
Moderna. It's the second shot, so I'm just waiting. Like, the clock's ticking right now. I don't feel anything, so hopefully it stays that way the whole night.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so yeah. You got the second shot. JJ and I are on our first shot. So.
Oh, which one did you guys get?
I got Moderna. What'd you get, JJ?
I got Moderna, too, and I'm a little disappointed because because there's anything wrong with the Moderna vaccine, but because there's a Pfizer manufacturing plant in my hometown. So if I had gotten the Pfizer shot, there's a chance that it could have come from my hometown and have been manufactured by people I went to high school with.
So that
would have been kind of fun. But
yeah.
Well, that must mean that you like the people you went to high school with. I think if the people from my high school made the shot, it would give me less confidence in the shot I was getting.
So there's like one person who works at the Pfizer plant that I know. Actually, I don't think he works there anymore. But yeah, other than that, I didn't super like a lot of people I went to high school
with. Well, so I'm glad you didn't have side effects. I had some side effects from the first Moderna shot. Nothing too crazy. Just, you know, the soreness everybody talks about. And then I had like pretty heavy fatigue for a day. I slept a good bit, but that was really it.
My arm's sore, but not as sore as the first time. I think my arm like became sore like super fast the first time, but this time it's kind of like it's sore, but it's not as bad. So
yeah,
cross the fingers, you know.
And you got 2 weeks from immunity. That's got to be a pretty cool feeling.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah,
I can't wait. Well, before we get started, I was just curious, JJ, I know that I sent you and Kat the screenshot from the article regarding the grandmother who captured this alleged demon in her granddaughter's bedroom. Zell, did you see that go viral?
No,
I think it was like last week.
I did not.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So this grandmother kept hearing the baby talk in the middle of the night. And I have a baby, which is not super uncommon, but it's also not that common either. But she kept hearing, it sounded like it was specifically talking to someone. So she set up a motion capture camera in the baby's bedroom and captured what appears to be, or what she's claiming to be, a demon. I mean, it looks like a human essentially with horns, and it's got kind of a creepy hunched over look. And listeners, we'll post a picture of it on our Instagram where y'all can see it. But yeah, super spooky. What did you think about it, JJ?
So weird, so freaky, you know, and I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't like to ever believe that like anyone is lying just to get attention on social media, but like, I think that's always a possibility. And in this case, I really hope that the person was lying because the picture is so scary looking. For our listeners, it's the Daily Mail has a story on it. If you just Google grandmother terrified capturing image demon, you will find it, and it is very freaky.
Where did she post it? Like, was it on like TikTok, or how did it like get out?
I think it was posted on TikTok, but I'm not on TikTok, so I don't really know.
Yeah, I just heard a sports podcast I was listening to. They brought it up.
Ooh, so
like
it
went
like
good. Super viral, which is, you know, doesn't always happen with ghost news. So.
Did you just Google it, Zell?
Yeah, I just Googled it. That's
the picture's
scary.
So weird, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
I would love to get the grandmother on the podcast. I have struggled finding any contact information. So fans, if you have a better way than I do to contact her, please DM us and let us know. I'd love to book her on the podcast. So that kind of covers ghost news. It's just rare that we see supernatural news break into mainstream. And this was one of those things that just kind of broke into everybody was talking about it, to regular news, to podcasts, to even sports radio, which is kind of crazy. So now that we've got that out of the way, Zell, from a scale of 0 to 10, 0 meaning you don't believe in ghosts at all, and 10 meaning ghosts are absolutely real, where do you fall on the ghost believo meter?
Like I want to say a 10, but like sometimes like I want to say like, you know, a 9, like 8 sort of thing, where it's just kind of like me forcing myself saying like, that didn't happen, you know? It's yeah. Like I don't want to believe it, so I just say I don't, but I do. I'm totally a 10.
I feel like we've been getting more and more 10s on the podcast too. I don't know if that's just because we've grown in popularity and more people are listening or what, but I'm always super curious to hear what stories lead somebody to becoming a 10. JJ, I'm sure you feel the same way when people feel that strongly about ghosts.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, I feel like, you know, I like a couple of years ago, I would have scoffed at anyone who's a 10. And now like I've heard so many just like bizarre out there stories. I'm like, all right, give it to me.
Yeah.
Exactly. Tell me why.
Exactly. And Zale, you have some stories. I know, I'm not sure if you live in Chicago now, but I know you had some stories in Chicago, but you also had some stories dating from the Philippines. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. So I was born there. So a lot of, I guess the original like origin stories are basically like in a foreign country, and you leave and you think everything's all different, but I guess they're everywhere, you know?
Oh gosh. Well, yeah. You want to walk us through some of your earliest supernatural encounters?
Yeah, for sure. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Philippines and how it's very like a Catholic Christian country. So I feel like that's where everything kind of goes into when you have that much like spiritual like beliefs and faith in God. I feel like it's more like spirits want to attack it more, in my opinion. So there's a lot of like different creatures. Like you guys have Bigfoot here in the Philippines. We have like so many different like, I guess, monsters, if you want to call it. So I never believed in it, and my parents were sure as hell didn't believe in it. But we lived behind or next door to a haunted house. They said like it's super super haunted because there's some like films wanted to film like horror movies there, and they do it and then they quit mid filming because it was just that bad. And for us it was like, oh, it's next door, like it's not a big deal. But there was a wall that separates, it's like a cement wall with bricks, like super rundown bricks, but you can see over, so you can see over to the house. And for me as a kid, I didn't see anything. My parents were like, don't believe in what everybody's saying. But one day all of a sudden I was sick and just didn't eat. I just kept throwing up. And my parents were like, what is she like? It's probably the stomach flu. Like, no, like there's nothing unordinary about that. And so they just shook it off. But then I just continued to just not eat. Or if I would eat, I would just throw it back up. And then it got to a point where I would just be like laying with my face onto the bed and like in that like fetal position the whole time. So they took me to the hospital and I was there for about a month, and doctors kind of like ran through with different tests and they were like, we're not finding anything. I think she's dying, but like we can't do anything about it. So they took me home and they said like, we have no other option. I guess we have to call like my friends keep, my dad said, my friends keep suggesting this, like it's called a witch doctor. I guess if I translate it into English, but it's like a medium. But they're more like a practicing medium. They go up to the mountains and they, I guess, do this prayer and do a lot of like different rituals. But we were in the city, so we had to call this guy in. So they call this guy in and the guy comes and passes by that house and was just like, that place is fucked up. Like, you know, like he, right when he passed by, he's like, there's so many like people like crossing the street right now that you like, that place is just messed up. First of all, so then he walks into our house.
Wait. You mean like people crossing the street, like ghosts crossing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he said like there was a lot of like interaction right when he was walking past the house that was right next to us. He just kept seeing people like walking in and out of that house. So okay. It was like, yeah. So that's what like, he said.
Like,
and
my mom, like, house for ghosts.
Yeah, yeah. My mom and my dad were like, okay, like whatever. Like they honestly, they were just like, this is a bunch of bull. Like, but like we'll just do it just because there's nothing. Like she's dying. Who cares? Like, you know, not who cares, but like, you know, there's no other option. Yeah. So he comes in and I literally don't remember, like I remember vaguely, but I was also 4 years old when this happened. So they said like he came in and he like looked at me, and then he was like, okay, you guys stay there, I'm gonna do my little prayer. And he gets out like three candles, and like he does his little prayer, and there's like a little tub of hot water. So he's just letting the candle drip basically. And then all of a sudden he gets up, and after his little prayer, and he says like, okay, so here's the deal. There are three duendes. That means it's like elves, like bad elves, sort of like demon elves in the Philippines. He's like, there's three of them. Two of them are evil, and one of them is nice. If the third one wasn't nice, she would be dead by now. And then like he lifts up the candle that was dripped, like the formation of the candle that dripped onto the water. And he shows like my parents like against the light, and then they see like three faces from the candles. Yeah. And my parents were like, what the fuck is that? And so then he was just like, if it wasn't for him, she would be dead by now, because they're playing with him. And then he turns to the maids, and he was like, has she been talking to herself or doing anything unordinary? And they were like, yeah, she's been like really, really like just playing by herself and talking to the mirror. I don't remember this. And they were like, we thought it was normal because it's a little kid. And then he was like, okay, has she been feeding cats? We don't have cats. We don't have dogs or anything, any animals. It's not a big thing in the Philippines. And they're like, actually, yeah, she goes to the backyard and feeds these three cats that cross over from the other house every day.
Is this the other house being like the haunted house?
Yes. Yes. So apparently I always ask the maids, because in the Philippines, it's a big thing, like having maids, it's like a normal thing. I would ask them for bread, and I'd be like, I have to feed the cats. And then I would feed them. And he was like, yeah. So those cats are the duendes, but in cat formation. And they are, they basically grew fond of your daughter, and they decided to take over her even more. And that's what's happening now. That's why she can't eat, because they're just having fun with her. And he was like, I said, this is this is the solution. You have to have food, and you have to offer it to that house next door.
Oh, I thought it was going to be kill the cats. That's such a better solution.
He brought it over.
This is so much better. I thought you were going to be like, the only solution is to kill the two bad cats. And it's like, well, how do we know which two are bad? No, you'll just know.
Kill them
it's
all. Like,
we probably want to be able to air that.
Yeah.
Homicide was involved. So.
Yeah. So they were like, grab the food that we told you to prepare, like fruits and stuff, and bring it over to next door and offer it and say like, as a peace offering, and say like, I'm like, can you please like leave my daughter alone, and so forth. So they do that right when they walk into the door, because I was laying in the living room, like the futon, because that's the only way, like I couldn't go upstairs anymore. I was just like, literally just can't do anything, no energy. They walk in, and right when they walk in, my mom was like, you said, mom, can you give me food? I'm hungry. It was like the first time that I ate in like a month. So after that offering, it just, everything changed.
Wow.
And how old again were you when this happened?
I was 4.
So do you have any like of your own memories from this time, or?
I just remember like being in, because after a while I ended up in the hospital again, but it wasn't for the same reason. I just remember like not eating. I just remember like throwing up, and I remember feeding the cats. That's all I remember. But like after that, it was just kind of a blackout. Like I remember anything. That's why I was like, I watch stuff, and like, you know, I like horror movies, but I'm like, how do these little kids remember seeing these other little kids? I should have remembered. I don't remember anything.
Yeah. And did both of your parents, like, I'm like, do they both kind of confirm this story? Like, or is one parent like, that's not how it happened? Or?
They confirm. My parents were like, super like, oh God, this guy's a quack. Like, there's no way like anything's going to, like, they were just doing it as like, to shut up a bunch of people, because it's a huge thing in the Philippines. And they were like, yeah, I don't know what happened. We took you to the best doctors in Manila, in the main city, and couldn't find anything. And they're like, after that, you were normal again. But we moved away from the house because I got sick again a year after with like a very rare disease. And they were like, we're just fucking done with this place. It's just like, it's just bad here. So we moved out of the place eventually, and then moved to America.
Gotcha.
Wow. And so do you remember after that ever seeing those cats?
No, I actually never saw them again. It was just one of those things where, like, my parents still let me go outside because I'm a kid. Like, I need the outdoors, but I never saw them again. So
I think I would be terrified of cats. If
I am. I am to this day. I cannot. I can't do cats.
Well, yeah, that's kind of where I was going. I was wondering. So just if you kind of follow that line, like if you think about how am I trying to phrase this? If let's say you 100% buy into what you were told happened, right? And so you follow that line of thought logically where things can either morph into other things or possess things and affect people. Do you ever now see like animals coming at you a certain way and does it give you like weird vibes or anything?
No, I just don't fuck with cats. I mean,
the name of this episode is don't fuck with cats.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, like, I don't like, like after that whole incident, like I was a kid, I didn't care. I was like, whatever. Like, I don't believe in ghosts specifically. Like, that's why I said like, it just kind of built up from that moment. But no, I never, I mean, my boyfriend, his family is a huge like animal family. So they got a cat and I hated the thing. I just tolerated it, but like, I don't feel any sort of like, oh my God, there's a spirit inside that cat.
You know? You find your boyfriend feeding it bread and you're like, no.
As long as it's one, maybe it's a one good one. Yeah. He can't feed three. If you feed three, it's bad luck, guys.
So that is a fairly traumatic story. Obviously, we're glad that you're okay, but it doesn't sound like that's what made you wholly believe in ghosts. So what happened after that story?
No way. I think it's because I was still a kid. Like it didn't sink in yet. Kind of like, was it JJ's or was Noah's story with the whole ghosts going through? That's why I felt like I was kind of like, whatever. But then, so growing up, like I still like, I was like in the thrill of like horror movies and was like, let me feel, you know, the dumb people that are like, I need to feel something. I need to know that it's actually real. Like you guys need to know. Like, <that's dumb> what do you call it? Sure. I love you guys though. You guys are awesome. But like, I was kind of like in the seek for that thrill. So growing up, I was always like, let's go, ghost hunting. Like there's a different part of my family's estate that was, I guess it's haunted. Like it reminded me of the one girl that talked about her family having like everyone in the house died and she's the last one left.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot like that. Yeah. A lot of that estate. So I was always like, let's go there. Nothing happened to me over there. So I was like, oh, let's get a Ouija board. Oh, fun. But we couldn't get one. So what we did was like, oh, let's just make a paper one. Like, it's not going to work. It's freaking paper. So we did the whole thing like on literally computer paper. That's why I was like, this is not going to work. Used a shot glass and played around in my friend's basement. And I thought this was nothing. Like, I'm just connecting it now. I'm just trying to make sense of whatever happened that summer. But yeah, nothing happened. Like I was like screwing around with them. I was like, oh, I see a guy, but I definitely didn't see a guy. But then that summer, I've been living in that Chicago house. Like you said, I was in Chicago, now in Washington. I was living in that Chicago house from third grade all the way to eighth grade. And this was summer of going into eighth grade. After the whole Ouija board, I started having sleep paralysis. Like really bad sleep paralysis. It was like every other night. So the first one was like kind of like, I've always had sleep paralysis, but not in the sense that how hectic this was. The first one was kind of like, I was laying in bed and my eye was like, you know, half open. I don't know if you guys have had sleep paralysis before.
No, you have.
Yeah, I get it. I had a period of my life where it happened really frequently. And now I get it maybe once a year, once every couple of years. So it's not super frequent, but yeah, I'm familiar with it.
Yeah. And Kat gets it every now and then. Yeah.
I know why, because there's a lady in your room.
she had it before we lived here.
Okay. Before, the lady.
I mean, maybe the ghost followed her around, but yeah.
Yeah. So I had it, and it was like one, because like you would have it and then you wouldn't think anything of it. But that was the first time that I was like, this is kind of weird, because I was in my bed, and my bed at the time was like just a mattress on the floor. And then if you were to sit up, you would see my closet, and then the corner of the room that had a mirror, and then behind me was like the door, kind of like that, but like instead it's on the side. But to get inside the house, you would have to go through the back staircase. So the back staircase would be behind my closet. There's like a little window in my closet, and you can see the back staircase. It's kind of creepy, but I had this like sleep paralysis thing. At first I was seeing like just like the foot of my bed and like around the room, like by the closet, by the mirror. But then all of a sudden I would keep flashing back and forth to like walking up the stairs. So I was walking up the stairs of like the back room, and then I would be back in my body. And then all of a sudden I was standing across the room, and I was like kind of seeing myself, but I wasn't. So it was like one of those like what just happened sort of thing. Then I woke up, and then this just kept happening and happening. And then I was just kind of like, what's going on? And then the next sleep paralysis, like that was like huge, was that I decided like I couldn't sleep anymore. So I started sleeping during the day. Good thing this was summer of going into eighth grade. So I had like the vacation time to like not sleep at night, and then just sleep in the afternoon. I started sleeping in the afternoon, and then it got better. But then all of a sudden I had one sleep paralysis where like I was looking and the TV was off, and it hit me again. But this time I heard somebody whispering something in like Latin, like something foreign. Like, I just don't know what the language was. It was whispering something in like the top of my left ear. And I was just kind of like, wake up, wake up, wake up. What are you doing? Like, you need to get up, 'cause somebody's here. I woke up, looked around, nobody was there. But then it got even more drastic, 'cause there was a time where, I was laying down in my mom's bedroom, just relaxing. And I had my head down, and the doorway was like on the left side. And it's one of those things, like if you lay down at the edge of the bed, you can see the doorway, and the door was completely open. And if you go out to that doorway, you make a left, the computer was there. And obviously back then, not everybody had their own computers. You know, it was back in the day where the computer room was a computer room for everybody. And then there's a walk-in closet right next to the computer room. So my dad was over, and he was visiting. And then I go into the living room. I was on the phone, and I was like, let me turn on the computer, 'cause I want to go on it. Turned on the computer, walked back into my mom's room, and I kept like talking on the phone and laid my head down. Like, I could see the side. All of a sudden I see a guy in red walk past by. Yeah. It was one of those, like, if you can see in your peripherals, you could see the red go by. And then like he was wearing jeans, 'cause it was blue. And then like, I couldn't make out the hair, but then I was like, oh, what the hell? Like, dad, like I got so mad. I was on the phone and I was like, hold on, I gotta yell at my dad. I was like, dad, like I just turned on the computer. Why would you go there when I turned it on? And I turned, my dad's not there. And I was like, he probably went in the closet. I was like about to yell at him again. I look in the closet, he's not there. So then I go to the kitchen and I'm like, hey, were you just in the computer room? And he was like, no, I've been cooking the whole time. I don't know what you're talking about. And I was like, I swear I saw a guy. And so that like freaked me out. But then the following night was the worst night. I haven't told anybody about what was going on in the house except my one friend, because I didn't want my mom or my dad thinking I was crazy. So I started sleeping next to my mom, and I was like, mom, can I just sleep next to you? 'Cause I watched a scary movie and like, it's freaking me out, and I just need to sleep next to you. And she was like, okay. So I was sleeping next to her, and she was on my right side, and the doorway was, I don't know how to position it, kind of on her right side. I wasn't sleeping. I didn't have my head down on the other way anymore, 'cause I was like, hell no, I'm not going to see anybody walking past anymore. So I laid down, had sleep paralysis again, but this time I saw the guy by the doorway, and he was wearing red. He was like white with like brunette, dirty brunette hair, and he was just smiling. And I was like, who the fuck is, like, you know, who, I know that's not anybody that we know. I don't know who that is. And I was trying so hard to like wake up, and when I finally was able to like inch my arm, I snapped out. And it wasn't even like I opened my eyes. It was like my eyes were open the whole time. And then finally I was able to move and I didn't see him anymore. So the next day, I'm having lunch with my mom and her friend. And I was like, I can't do this. Like, I have to tell somebody because this is like ridiculous. I tell my mom, I'm like, Mom, you might think I'm crazy, but I need to tell you something. And she was like, what's up? And I was like, well, I keep seeing this guy around the house and it's a white guy that has this hair, so forth. And then like her friend turns to her and was like, you need to tell her. And my mom, my mom was like, so I've been seeing the same guy.
No. And
So we both were having like this experience without telling each other because she didn't want to freak me out. And I just didn't want her to think I'm crazy. But that was
your mom
like,
feeding him bread or
it was a cat outside. It was a squirrel. We're in America now. It's squirrels.
But so it sounds like it was a fully formed person then. I know we hear all different kind of accounts of what spirits or ghosts or apparitions look like, but this sounds like it really looked like a person.
Yeah, no, it was like, I could still like make out some features of his face, but like, other than that, like, it was just, I was like, oh my God, like, I can't forget like what that was like seeing him by the doorway and like full form. Cause like, just freaky. But yeah. So it was, I think it was the only time that I've ever seen like a full on person, like in, I feel like if it wasn't like he was so solid, it was like glowy, but like his skin color was there. Does that make sense? It was like, I don't know how to even explain it.
Like kind of like he just had like a shimmer or something.
Kind of, but not see-through. Like I couldn't see through him. It was like weird.
Did you ever find out, was there any history of something that happened to somebody at the house or anything like that?
No, because of the way that the circumstances were, like, we were both freaked out and my mom was just like, you need to shut it. You need to shut whatever you're seeing. Like, just like, you know, like whatever that third, sixth sense to that cat's not here, but like that needs to shut. Cause she was like, you can't like entertain it. Cause then they would like show you even more. And I was like, I'm not like saying like, oh, come, I'm welcome. I mean, other than that's why I thought about the Ouija board. I was like, maybe that was the only time. Cause I've lived there for so long. It wasn't like that until that instance.
So do you think your mom had maybe had more experiences than she was letting on after telling you that?
Yeah. She's the type of person that doesn't want me to like involve myself in that stuff. Like very religious. So actually what they did was that friend, the creepiest part was that we didn't know the history. Like you said, we didn't look back into it and like what happened. The friend that she had that listened to that story was just kind of like, here's a card of a saint. I forgot which saint it was. And he was like, this is blessed by a priest in the Philippines. It helps you sleep. So he's like, put it under your pillow or put it in your pillowcase or something. You can sleep. And when I did that, that's when I was able to having sleep paralysis. And I wasn't like my parents divorced. So I was more like at that time I was very like, rebellious and not into like religion and all that stuff. Like I didn't have faith, but I mean, I do now. So I did that and it stopped, but then I lost the card. Like I just kept it inside my pillowcase. But then when I took out my pillowcase, it was gone. And I was like, oh, maybe it just dropped or something, but we never found it. We moved. And I was like, hoping to find that card when we moved, found it because I don't know how I would get lost. The mattress was literally just on the floor. I didn't have an underneath of the bed.
Did you or your mom ever see that spirit after you had talked to each other about it?
She won't tell me anything because she's like, she wants me to just not think about it and stuff like that. Uh-huh. But I never saw him after I had the card. I still have like sleep paralysis and it's gotten down to like, I don't see anything when I have the sleep paralysis, but it's more of like a sense of if it's a panic and like, if I'm freaking out in the middle of the sleep paralysis, it's more so for me, like not for now, it's more like, oh, did someone in our family die this day or is someone like sick or something? And all of a sudden it turns out somebody's sick. or somebody just died. Yeah, so it switched. Like, what happened with the sleep paralysis? I don't see anything anymore. It's more so I don't know. I don't even know it's not predicting the future. It's more like just a feeling. But then sometimes it just feels like, oh, it's just sleep paralysis. It's nothing. And that's when it's just normal.
And did your mom also have sleep paralysis when she would see the spirit, or did she see him when she was awake?
She said she was awake, and it was more of like, the one instance that she told me is that, you know how when you sit on the bed, there's an imprint on your right side? She said, like, all of a sudden, like, it just sunk in next to her. Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Man, that's that's like the podcast we just posted with Lily said that I think she had a friend pass away and she saw an imprint and felt an imprint next to her in the bed. And she believed it was that friend.
Yeah, I remember. It was like her last story, right?
Mm-hmm.
The last story she said. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that's fascinating. So you've heard the podcast. I'm not sure if you've heard the episodes where we've had mediums and people like that on, and they've talked about, you know, like, embrace your powers and,
yeah,
you know,
like Amanda. Sounds,
yeah. And it's like,
I feel like you remember details of our episodes more than I
yeah,
do.
Yes.
Like, what episode was the one that we just recorded?
Okay. So I've been doing some boring stuff at work. Honestly, that's how I was like, I need to stay awake. I need to hear something like, you know, people talk about podcasts, and I'm like, okay, fine. Like, I'll listen to one. I've never listened to one. You guys were one of the first. First, actually, I've ever listened to. And I was or podcasts on Spotify. And then I clicked and I was like, okay, I'm going to stay up doing work. So the past like 2 weeks, that's all listening to from 9 to 5. That's, you know, like, it's imprinted in my brain.
Oh, wow. Well, we are honored. That is really cool. Yeah. Well, how does it make you feel when you hear these various other people that have had encounters talking about, you know, embrace this, like, let it be part of you? Because I would be afraid to do that. I think I would be more of kind of like how your mom is saying, like, out of sight, out of mind. Mm-hmm. Knowing that you have some kind of relationship with the supernatural, it sounds like there's something there. Do you ever think about, you know, maybe taking like a mediumship class or reaching out to some of these people, or would you just prefer to try to get as far away from it as possible?
I'd rather get as far away from it as possible. I think after that summer, I was like, this is not for, like, after like thrill seeking for that whole whatever childhood, I was like, this is not for me. Like, I understand, like, I know some people said, like, I forgot who it was, they said that most of the time spirits don't want to harm you. It's more of like they're just there. It for me, it's more so I understand that, but I think I'm just too much of like a baby to deal with anything and handle like helping somebody out. I can't, like, it's just too, it freaks me out too much. I even, like, you know how Lily said that she wanted her friend to visit her. I was more like, for me, it's like, somebody dies, do not visit me. Do not let it be known that you're here. I'd rather not know, because I would just flip out. I can't.
Well, I think that's fair. I mean, it's the couple experiences I had as a child, the one that we were talking about where my hand went through that ghost. I mean, we all screamed and just like sat in silence after that. And then the one that where I woke up and there was like, it was like during that storm or whatever, and there was a woman's face right in front of me. I mean, that like brought me to tears. I went down to see my parents, and I was like 15, 16, you know? And I mean, it is when they happen, whether it's real or not, you know, the people it's happening to perceive it as their reality. It's really scary. You know, I mean, granted, there are people who seem to have whatever it is to take that in and make it, I guess, like a part of their life, but yeah, it's spooky for a reason, you know?
Yeah. I think for me, it's cool to see people help out, but like, and I still have those sleep paralysis dreams where it's like, I could have the sleep paralysis and have this, you know, how, I think it was the person that had I died for 13 minutes and then came back. And
Regina.
Regina, she said like, you just have this feeling. It's more of like, she's a feeler. Like, she can feel the energy, whether it's sad or happy or, but she doesn't really like specifically see it. For me, it's more like when I have the sleep paralysis and it's a really bad energy. That's when I end up asking my mom, like, is everybody okay? And then somebody ends up either dying or like they're sick, or they find out that they're sick that day, that specific day. Like the last time that happened, someone actually had a heart attack that day, and then I had another uncle pass away that morning. So it was more so like, it's more so how I feel during that sleep paralysis, how I know if it's just like, oh, it's just somebody visiting that I know, like a grandpa, grandma or something, because I feel normal and I feel happy. I don't see anything basically. But other than that, like I wouldn't want to practice it to the point where I could actually like see something again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you mentioned Amanda, you know, it's such a part of her life that she sees full on apparitions, and sometimes she can't tell if they're real people or.
Yeah. She opens doors ghosts. For them. Right.
Yeah. Like it's, it's crazy. I mean, it's not crazy, but it's just like, it's wild, I guess. It's it's mind blowing. I don't know how to like interpret that. And it's so funny. I saw, Kelsey, who has the haunted doll. I saw a picture on Instagram today that she posted, and it was Amanda, Kelsey, and Mackie, who all got to be friends from coming on our podcast. And it's so crazy to me that like 6 months later, they're still meeting in real life to go on like little ghost adventures and stuff.
Adventures.
You know? Yeah. All these like little famous TikTokers. Thank you for sharing that. That would definitely creep me out. So after that happened, is that when you kind of decided like, okay, this is real. I believe in ghosts. There's validity to these experiences that I'm having.
Yeah. Cause after that, I was kind of like, I don't know who this guy is, like where he from. I feel like there was just no explanation. The duendes, the dwarfs in the Philippines, I was like, I don't know. I didn't experience it. So I'm not going to 100% believe that. I mean, experience in the sense that I don't remember it. So I'm not going to 100% believe that that was true. I needed it to be like my being was asleep and I can actually understand there's a ghost here, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So Zell, have you and your mother talked about those experiences recently?
No, because every time I try to bring it up, she just kind of says like, we shouldn't talk about it. Cause then it would welcome them back into our lives. Like we shouldn't, think about it. Like you said, out of sight, out of mind sort of thing with her. I'm more so like, I mean, I agree with her. I'd rather like not relive those like moments, but, sometimes it's like, I have like questions in regards to, especially the ones in the Philippines where I can't remember anything. Yeah. You know, that I would love to know more information.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. And have you had any other experiences since then you want to share with us? I know we're kind of getting close to an hour, but I just wanted to make sure we got all your stories out that you did want to share.
No, nothing comes in. That was basically the turning point. And like I said, I still have sleep paralysis, but not as insane as that one summer was. And thank God.
Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing those stories. I know for JJ and I, when we hear stories that other people can say, oh, and then my mom saw the ghost as well, my brother saw the ghost, my friend, whatever, it always, I think, makes us feel like a little shocked, because as skeptics, you know, mm-hmm. we are skeptical, but it's hard to refute that. I mean, you seem like a very genuine person, and I don't know. I mean, that's pretty spooky. JJ, how would you feel if you saw the man in red draping around your house?
Oh gosh. I mean, I probably would think, you know, I was just seeing things until you like talk to your mom. And anytime in a story, I loved how you set up the story, and then like, and then my mom's friend said, you need to tell her. I mean, anytime mm-hmm. that happens in a story, mm-hmm. you know that
yeah
something crazy is about to be revealed. So
definitely that moment where he said that, I was more of like, oh my god, like I could breathe. I thought I was going crazy. Like I was like, there's no way. I was a skeptic, so just like you guys, like I would much rather not believe it. But just,
and I'm curious, you know, your experience listening to our podcast, has that made you feel better or felt different at all, knowing all these other people have had similar experiences?
Oh yeah, I definitely would say like listening to you guys like interview these different stories and everyone having their own take on it, and it kind of helped me understand what was going on back then, because I always thought like is there something like, you know, kind of off? Like, why did I have like sleep paralysis? Like, you know, like, is sleep paralysis, does that mean anything? What's going on? And then I forgot who it was, but one of the podcasts, you guys asked them if, like, do they see this as a blessing? And if they can change anything about what they're experiencing, is there like, you know, would they rather not have it? And the way that you guys asked that question, she answered it. It's like, I think it was Regina, the way that I like really felt for the longest time, where it's just kind of like after that experience, I started to have faith in, you know, my relationship with Christ, kind of grew, because, the only way that, I mean, they kept happening, but the only way that I was able to wake up was like, I said the Our Father. And then, I was like, wow, like, you know, like when those things happen, and I forgot, somebody else said something in regards to, they couldn't sleep at home anymore. And they questioned like, there is no God, because if there was a God, like this, these bad things wouldn't have happened to me. I forgot whose story that was. But that reminded me of my own self, where it's just kind of like when I was in fear. And I think to this day, that's why I don't have those intense sleep paralysis anymore, is because like I have a better relationship with God. And I think I'm like, I don't want this for myself. So do not show me anything. Like, I do not want to see anyone. I don't want to like have this gif. I know some people are better with it, but for me, it's like, it's not for me. So I think that's the whole reason why. Yeah. But yeah, that's what I learned from your podcast. So
wow, that's so
really
cool.
Helps.
Yeah. Awesome. What's really fun to do when we have fans on is to get them to do the sign off with us. Is that something you'd be up for?
Sure.
Alrighty. And so, as you know, I'll say, you know, I'm Noah Daniels. JJ will say I'm JJ. Yeah. And then you will say I'm Zell. And then we'll all go, woo.
Okay, cool.
In the podcast. All right. Awesome. Well, with that, I'm Noah Daniels.
I'm JJ.
I'm Zell.
Woo.